Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, it's 9:43 on a Tuesday morning. This is the Steakhouse. They give me 2 hours. And I just take it. I take it. I embrace it. I hope you listen on the Odyssey app. You can listen anywhere in America, anywhere in North America, where they're going to have the World Cup. We'll talk to Mike Conley about that in about 15 minutes or so. It's a million ways to listen to the number one radio station in the market. Never thought I'd hear that about sports talk radio. Just a phenomenal run. And it's not going to slow down over the holidays, man. There's all kinds of stuff happening. I wish our NFL team was more in the mix, but our college teams, one has a bowl game and one's in the playoffs. And the guy that covers the one in the playoffs is the guy you hear at the Kirby Smart press conferences, always kind of needling Kirby, getting, you know, sometimes under his skin. But, I mean, that's part of your job, I guess, Mike, right? You got to be there and ask the tough questions.
Well, I don't go to the zoo to watch the lion sleep. Right? I mean, you want to see Kirby on the prowl and you know, it really isn't kneeling. I mean, it's just asking, you know, obvious questions that, you know, may be hard. And the great thing about Kirby is that he answers questions and the answers are there if you listen. Sometimes between the lines, but he doesn't lie.
Very thoughtful.
He'll tell you. And if you can reflect back and think about some of his answers and go, aha, that's what he meant, or that was the unspoken word. So, I mean, he's really fun to cover because I think he's very transparent. He tells you what he can, and then some things, you know, obviously coaches can't talk about, you know, strategically or injury-wise.
Yeah, I think he's transparent, and I think he's pragmatic, and he's just a very interesting guy to listen to. So I'm not sure if the questions have been asked yet about Dontrell Glover and Bo Walker. Details come out about the shoplifting charges and arrest that happened Friday afternoon at a Walmart east side of Athens. How will Kirby react? How has he reacted? What's the status of those guys?
Well, I mean, I think everything at Georgia is anything anywhere is, you know, kind of a case-by-case basis when you're talking about young people and, you know, things like this. So you want to get... you want to get the details. You know, I guess, you know, you can check out the same, you know, AJC.com story as I, but apparently it has to do with some cleaning supplies, paper towels, plates, and Febreze, totaled $100 that didn't get scanned.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know, not where my mind went. You know, when you hear about shoplifting, you imagine like people like wheeling a cart out with a big screen TV or something, you know, but that's clearly not what happened here. I can't speak to what's going to happen and how Kirby's internal discipline works or where these charges go or how the case was handled. I would say that, you know, just based on what I've heard, you know, this was not a case of anybody, you know, in the law enforcement agency being over aggressive so much as a store policy, and a case of some items that didn't get scanned. And, you know, you kind of, you take it from there. At the end of the day, the charges are the charges, and, you know, the media's got a responsibility to report that. But then everything, you know, anybody can be charged with anything, I guess. You know, you kind of have your day in court, or, you know, the details come out. So, you know, for people that want to, you know, look over all the quote unquote juicy details, you know, I direct them to AJC.com. But Stake, this doesn't strike me as, look, I don't take it light. I don't take anything lightly.
Yeah, you broke the law. You were handcuffed. You were brought to jail. I mean, nobody wants that on their football players. I would argue that they're going to get punishment that we won't even see, which is, first of all, facing Kirby and the coaches, who literally will say, how dumb are you? How can you put yourselves in jeopardy? By the way, you get paid unlike other times. But my guess would be they'll be properly admonished, but I would not expect that they can't play moving forward through the playoffs.
I don't know. I mean, I think the biggest punishment to me, knowing these players, is probably with their families.
Yeah,
I mean, these are guys that represent their community, represent their families. I know the Georgia guys take that seriously. To me, that would probably be the biggest thing, and that's why it's, you know, you don't want to speak out of turn before all the details come out, because you're without knowing all the details, you're just kind of dragging people through the mud without all the facts. You know,
well, I mean,
so what you report is what's in the report.
Yeah. I mean, you got the police report. That's pretty much all the details. We don't have to go
deep. Yeah, that's it.
We don't have to.
And I don't know.
I'm just curious how they're going to play. That's all. How's Kirby going to handle it? What are the repercussions? Let's talk more about what's going to be happening on the field. What have this break been like? I was thinking about these kids who have been on a football field, started in 100-degree weather, you know, in late July. We are in 20-degree weather here in Atlanta, and we are into January soon. This is an enormously long season. So what are you trying to do in the break that you earned by getting the bye? How physical, how bloody is Tuesday on Bloody Tuesday? Give us some perspective how the dogs are handling leading up to the Sugar Bowl.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously the young player stake, we always talk about the benefits of the bowl season, which I guess Notre Dame doesn't care about. Their ego's bigger than the productivity they could have gotten out of getting some young guys more work and more practice and more exposure for their Heisman Trophy finalists. But I digress on Notre Dame and their ego and how bad of a look that is for that school. The difference is, and you heard Kirby on the trophy stand after they beat Alabama 28-7 in the SEC championship game say, these guys want to practice again. And that's everything. And you contrast that to last year, when they were kind of limping into the playoff, you know, with Carson Beck injured. And I mean, yeah, they won the SEC championship game, but it was almost like they survived it. I mean, golly, last year was, well, you saw it. I mean, they got off physical at Ole Miss and had that gut wrenching loss at Alabama and somehow survived the road stretch that the SEC league office put them on schedule wise and then beat Texas again. You know, just totally stiff-armed Texas, which, you know, if you're a traditional SEC fan, and I'm not anti-Texas, I want to be clear on that, but there was a degree of arrogance that Texas came into the league with, and it was almost like everybody thought they're just going to come in and walk all over the traditional powers, and the fact that Georgia stiff-armed them last year was the big story, and then again this year beat them down, essentially eliminated them from the playoff, not just beating them, but 35-10 was a really bad look that probably took Texas out a lot of that consideration, but it's a different mindset is what I'm getting at. It's a younger team. You know, Kirby identified the fire, passion, and energy way back in the spring. It sounded kind of corny, cliche, but gosh darn, did we not see that the last stretch of the season, particularly in the SEC title game. So, yeah, I think as far as the Bloody Tuesdays that you were referring to, Stake, I think Kirby's careful with that. Obviously, there's some guys, you know, they can use that work. Younger guys, a lot of these guys jumping into roles, stepping up at the bottom of the roster that he had to coach up. Those guys probably get a good dose of. But there's probably a few vets that you pull out and say, yeah, we don't need to bang on this guy. No. This guy needs a little more rest. So I think it's a mix, and I think Kirby's really good at this sort of thing. I like the redemption angle for Georgia. The fact they're going back to the same team hotel, the same Caesars Superdome. You know, the scene of last year's major disappointment, tragedy. And a chance to advance past that with a younger, refreshed team that's on the upswing.
Yeah, they get the winner of Tulane and Ole Miss. And granted, if Tulane ever won, it'd be home game-esque Although I have a hard time picturing Tulane having more fans than Georgia, and most folks think the 17-point favorite Ole Miss team will be there. It would be fascinating storylines to have Ole Miss, you know, get into the field of eight. And let's be honest, we were both there, Mike. That was a very, very special football game between Lane Kiffin and Kirby Smart that happened a number of weeks ago. And it spoke not only to how good Ole Miss is, how talented they are with five straight touchdown drives, it also speaks to the resilience and how tough Georgia is in that fourth quarter. That would be a hell of a rematch to get them back together.
Well, you know, there's an Ole Miss storyline, too. I mean, Georgia's got their redemption storyline, but Ole Miss does, too. Like you said, they lost earlier, pretty much collapsed in the fourth quarter. Trinidad Chambliss completed one of his last 10 passes. I believe that's the game. Gunner was 12 of 12 in the second half passing. He was just phenomenal. And, you know, and if you're Ole Miss, you know, your old head coach is 90 miles up the road in the same state. He walked away from you. He walked away from his family, right? That's the guy that left the family, you know, for the prettier gal down the street. And you've got an opportunity to prove something to Lane Kiffin on the biggest stage in Louisiana, the Superdome. I mean, the whole city's commerce. You know, I remember after Hurricane Katrina, you know, how much of the FEMA money was spent on the Superdome, because that's what brings the money to New Orleans. And that is the centerpiece of New Orleans and Louisiana sports activity. So it would be big for Ole Miss to make a statement. It's a traditional bowl. The Sugar Bowl has always hosted SEC champions. I like that. This is the final year of that contract, by the way. But I like that tradition. It'll mean a lot to Ole Miss. They travel incredibly well. This home game on Saturday in Oxford, maybe the biggest sporting event in the history of Mississippi, if you think about it, in terms of the, you know, repercussions or the importance of that game. So a lot of positivity, a lot of motivation for the Ole Miss Rebels to beat Tulane. And Stake, you'll be happy to know that John Summerall, who's currently losing players at Florida as the head coach as he tries to do two jobs, I think I heard yesterday he donated $100,000.
Yeah.
Which was really good. It's almost,
yeah, to the Will Hall Foundation, who's the new coach. It's a Tulane fund. And he made it clear, him and his family, they were donating $100,000, which they had decided even before he took the Florida job. He's a class act.
Stake, they'll be able to get one of the best punt returners in the nation with that money.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, I guess they were good enough to beat Duke and good enough to beat Northwestern, and they may beat Ole Miss, so they must be spending money somewhere this year, I guess, right?
Well, it's an academic school. I mean, Tulane is it's a heck of a... I mean, people don't realize, like, that's a heck of a school.
Don't judge Tulane academics based on the radio sports talk host that you listen to. judge it on real talented doctors and engineers and everything else. Hey, we'll talk next week. I look forward to the playoffs. I'll be in Oxford to see Tulane and Ole Miss, and I'm sure you'll be watching all the games as well.
I appreciate it, Stake. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Mike Griffith joining us. Mike Conti coming up next. I feel like I'm hosting the Merv Griffin Show. Just one guest after another. Just keep them coming. I can talk to anybody. I'll talk to the chef down there at the, I don't know, the taco stand. There's a taco stand down there that's phenomenal. I'll talk to him next. I mean, I don't care. Bo and I will sit here and talk to anybody, right, Bo? Right?
Anybody. Let's go.
How'd your fantasy teams do in the playoffs this week? Was it a...
I had two teams. I had four byes, so that was excused from that one. Then I had two teams, and I was in the first round of the playoffs, got beat in both of them. So, looking forward to this next week where I have stronger teams going in.
All right. Let's go. We're rooting for you, kid. Mike Conti, when we come back, I have five important questions for him. Five questions with Mike Conti when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.